This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
I want to know what is stuck in your sandwich. What is in your what is stuck in your sandwich this week?
Well, whatever's stuck in my sandwich is stuck in my craw. So I think this is maybe a spoiler alert that there might be quite a few rants in this one.
Love a rant.
I might even bring out a few rants. You never know.
You never know.
So before we start.
Yes.
This is quite a big episode, isn't it?
Happy birthday to us. Well, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah. This is our 20th episode.
I know,
episode.
We're adults now.
I'm telling
we're
you, it's amazing.
We're at the age of adulthood.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, actually. Yeah. Considering we said we'd do five and see how it went.
Yeah.
Now at 20. Cool. So, yeah, celebration. Happy celebration to us. But what I want to ask of the people that are listening is that if you've listened to this and thought, this is amazing, but you haven't told anyone,
yes.
Would you tell someone?
Come on. Yeah. Help a girl.
Okay, let's get into
Let's go. So it would be good to talk about some of the things that make our life easier, are supposed to make our life easier, and that definitely don't make our life easier, even though they promise to you.
Yeah.
So let's unpack that and see where that takes us.
So where do you start?
Maybe apps.
Apps.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love an app.
Do you?
I have, and I find that I have to give my phone a bit of a clear out quite often because I keep seeing all these cool apps. So last week I talked about the Grocer app and the Kaiwiser app, which, to be fair, I don't use all the time, but I just really like the
idea.
It's me. It's
there you
my
go.
Aspirational. Honestly, a psychologist did have a field day. I'm so aspirational and so not practical. Which is weird because I'm actually a follow through person.
Yes.
I'm a doer.
Yes. It's surprising me when you say that because you are a doer.
I'm a doer.
But is it? Okay, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just trying to head into a coaching session. No, we're not going to go there. But you've also spoken about the Fujoa one. And I'm wondering if that one just does it for you instead of you having to do something with it.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe that's the trick.
Yeah. So, and Fujoa is really good.
Yeah. Because,
and it's interesting. I went in to have a look, you know, how much have I actually added into my KiwiSaver? And it's about $50 a month that's going
in.
That's $500 a year that I haven't even noticed.
Yes.
Coming through that Fujoa app. So that's one of my favourites.
That's something that's making your life easier.
Definitely, because it's contributing to, you know, what's going to be, I already know it's going to be a grim retirement. So I'll have $500 a year more. So that
you can have a coffee or two.
That's right. It'll be one coffee by the time I retire, probably.
Oh, gosh, yes. The way it's going up.
One coffee and a bowl of chips, $500.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So I love that app. And I think apps that make things easier for you, love them.
Yes. Oh, you know what's a good app is the Zed app.
Oh, yeah.
So when I drive into Zed, it recognises me.
Yes.
There's nothing nicer than looking on the little screen and it goes,
hi, Tracy.
Welcome, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's I just get out, fill my car, and then it does the whole money thing all by itself.
So there's this whole dark side that, you know, you're giving away your information to all of these organisations, right? But for me, the payoff is convenience.
Exactly.
So I'm okay with some. Yeah. And to be honest, it's like some of the loyalty ones.
Yes.
You know, if I can swipe at the supermarket and it just does it,
then it's
good
nice and easy.
Yeah.
Those ones are the easy ones where you don't have to actually do anything for it.
Mm.
But when you're having to start jump over hoops. So I realised the other day in one of the supermarkets, you can get the discounts, but some of the things are bonus discounts. You have to go in and actually choose them.
It's New World, I'm telling you.
No,
it's
actually
game.
Countdown.
Oh,
it's your favourite one. And I was like, I don't have the time to do that because you can get bonus points or something on it.
Yeah, so it's a bit complicated, that thing.
And then
you boost things.
Yes.
But then it doesn't put it straight in your trolley. You have to go, you do the boost and then you have to go and buy it. I don't understand that.
No.
Either.
See, that's too much
very
work.
Poor UX, yes. User yes. experience, UX.
Yes, Countdown, sort yourself out. Yeah. Well, what, no, they're not called that anymore.
Yeah,
hey.
Countdown. Oh, no, Woolworths.
No, Woolworths, yeah.
How old are we? We've been calling it Countdown for three episodes. Woolworths for anyone that's yes, going, yes. What?
Where? Yeah. So in South Africa, there's a Woolworths, but it's nothing like the one here. It's that's where all the rich people go to.
Oh, really?
To, yeah. So my brother-in-law used to call it the forbidden shop.
Oh, really?
Because his wife was forbidden to shop there.
Really?
Yeah, it was really pricey. But they had all the really lavish, amazing things.
The Marks and Spencer of South Africa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, even I didn't shop there. And I know you were saying I'm so rich.
Faro in New Zealand up in Auckland, you know, if you shop at Faro food stores.
It would have been something like that.
Who can afford that?
I know, right?
So apps. So apps. I thought, I've got a lot of them, and I like the convenience of an app.
Yes.
I've actually built an app for the Sandwich Club.
Have you?
I have.
Oh,
I have.
What does it do?
So
you can keep that a surprise.
Yeah.
I suppose.
So you can go in and nice. look at the episodes and download them and comment and send us messages.
Awesome. You're so clever.
Yes, that was fun. That was a fun little project. Haven't launched it yet though.
No.
So anyone
listening,
I didn't
even know about it.
our three listeners that are listening. No, yes. We don't. We have more than that.
We have
350 listeners.
Wow.
On the iTunes and on the Spotify last month, plus all the people listening on the radio as well.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's
awesome. Pretty good.
Okay, we're getting some traction.
So
it's not just the two of us talking and ranting and raving.
No, we have got more than three listeners. So 350 is great.
Hi, Nick.
I'd love it to be, 3,500.
That would be amazing.
That's the goal.
Yes, absolutely.
One day. So apps, I think, are excellent. But there's also, you're right, there's some things. And those ones where you got dreaded, where it goes round and round and they say, I'm sending you a number to your email, and then you have to go.
Too hard. No, yeah. Then I'll cancel you and unsubscribe from you because that's just no fun.
Yeah. So what other things in your life make you? What about a self checkout? Do you like a self checkout?
You know, when we first got here, we were like, "Wow, this is amazing! You can do your own groceries." And there was a moment we were like, "Oh, how do they know we're doing it? Like, we could cheat out because it wouldn't work in South Africa." I love that. I love that you can do that and you can be quick. But sometimes they fill up as well. Mm. And there is something really nice about going through the normal checkout and having someone pack your bag for you rather than you trying to. Package because they really do it well.
Yeah.
Often I go home and I've squashed my tomatoes to Kingdom Come. I like the self. What do you like? Which one do you prefer?
So I tend to do an online shop with a click and collect. So that's and I like that you can just pull up. And my daughter was saying to me, she was quite resistant to using the click and collect. But with a baby, she can just back on in.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
And doesn't have to worry about it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So those things I think have made life easier. And the same with the petrol. I remember when my kids were little and then you've got this whole conundrum about what do you do with the kids because you don't want to leave them in the car when you go in.
Yes.
So I used to go to this petrol station. It's how I became loyal to Zed, actually.
Okay.
Because it was the only petrol station where you parked was right next to, you could park right next to the cashier guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I didn't have to worry about getting the kids in and out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to make your life easier, right?
So I do. I like things that make your life easier. And actually on Saturday for the first time I went to Wash Club. It's not cheap, to be fair.
Really?
But they did it's much better than the old car washes that you have at service stations.
Yeah.
You get in your car and it's big and a guy does the little bit at the start, which has kind of got this kind of 50s American vibe, a guy with a broom cleans bits of your car.
Just take your shirt off, no.
Yeah, no, sadly. And then you go through and your car gets all clean, which, I love an automatic car wash anyway. And then you come around the corner and do your vacuuming at and it's all there. I think that's a really good thing to do.
Okay. I still like my little BP disco.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's like the BP one, but it's more. I mean, it's $40, but you're in there for quite a long time.
It's double.
It takes about 15 minutes to get through.
And did your car shine and blink?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
So it includes all these different toppings that they put on your car. $5 for this and $5 for this.
Yeah,
it's very clever.
Before you know it. Yeah.
There's a really interesting, another podcast I listen to called The Economics of Everyday Things, which I've talked about before.
Mm.
It's an American podcast. Yeah. And this guy talks about all manner of things and the money that these things make and how they work in the world. So they've done the song My Sharona. For example, there's a whole episode dedicated to that.
Oh, wow.
There's an episode on camping grounds, an episode on collectibles, all these different things. And there's one on those car washes with the subscription car washes that are meant to make your life easier. Actually, the people that are winning are the owners, because most people don't use the subscriptions.
Yes.
So they buy it at $50 a month, and they make more money out of people not using
It's like the gym.
Like the gym. Yeah,
that's very clever.
Yeah. What about appliances that are meant to make, leaving the air fryer aside?
Yes, we already know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I will, I'm still open to being convinced.
Yeah.
What makes my life easier? Oh, a rice maker. Okay. Oh, my goodness. So, I've always done my own rice cooker. I've always made my own rice and for most of the time burnt it.
Right.
Because I always forget about it. And that is the most wonderful little gadget you can ever come across.
Do you use it for anything else? Or
no,
just rice?
Just rice, yeah. Can you use it for anything else?
Yeah, yeah. Like this whole, Instagram.
Really?
Channels dedicated to making things in a rice cooker.
Oh, I'm going to have to go look that up. I thought you could only do it. I mean, it's a rice cooker. That's all you should be able to do in it. Yeah, I love it because it makes the rice come up really perfect.
Right.
Yeah. So, I do my rice
in the microwave.
Really?
Never fails.
Huh.
1 cup of rice, 2 cups of water, microwave, 13 minutes. Perfect every time.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why others don't do that.
Yes.
But I mean,
do you have to rinse it though? Or it depends
what kind of rice you're using.
Oh, okay.
So if you're wanting sticky rice, then no, you don't rinse it.
No, we don't want sticky rice. I miss the South African rice. The Tastic rice used to stay all separate, but it was fluffy as well.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of rice it was, but it's not the same as Tastic.
People just go back to your own country. That's what we're told.
There's far too many nice things here.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why whenever I'm moaned, I'm like, but for every one thing you miss, there's about 7 things that are delicious that are lovely. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't mind.
We don't want you to go back to your old country. Not at all.
It's okay. I knew you were just teasing.
My dream would be to have a robo vacuum.
Oh, yes.
That does its thing all day long.
That must be nice.
One of those, my sister's got one of the lawn ones.
Yes.
That goes around your lawn and trims your lawn.
Yeah. I've got a friend who's got one. She swears by it. And she lives on quite a hilly place. So that's why she doesn't like it.
Because it's doing it all the time, you don't have grass clippings.
Oh, yes.
So that would be quite good. You wouldn't even need a compost.
I've heard one bad story about the vacuum cleaner, though.
Okay.
You can't have a vacuum cleaner and a puppy at the same time.
Do I even want to know?
Oh, apparently when they came home, it was not good.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a terrible painting.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah. And they knew the minute they opened the door that things were not good. Imagine.
But then there's all those videos of cats driving around on them, driving around, riding around.
Like it's their chariot.
Yeah. So I think those tools. But I think, how did our parents survive, honestly?
Right. Yeah, they had to lug those big, what is that, the people used to come around and try and sell them to you?
Oh, yeah.
Kirby's. Kirby's. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
That's a cult.
Really, is it? No.
It is a cult.
Are you kidding?
No.
Is it still around?
I'm not kidding. The Kirby, you Google it.
Oh, my goodness.
Kirby vacuum cleaners is a cult.
Ah. Yeah, well, they were pretty forceful when they wanted to get you into the... I think my mom nearly bought one.
Yeah.
And then my dad convinced her to say no and send it back.
Yeah, no, they're terrible. It was in New Zealand as well.
Oh, wow.
If you listen to the Sounds Like a Cult podcast, they tell you all about it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I suppose Apple's a cult as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I guess
I'm happily part of that cult.
It probably isn't it. It probably is a cult, actually.
Yeah.
What about in your work life? Have you got things that make life easier for you?
Yeah, I think AI has made life easier because you can kind of, you have someone right there that you can bounce ideas off of.
Mm.
I haven't quite got to the expertise level where I can get it to automate a whole bunch of stuff for me.
Mm.
So I think that'll take time to kind of figure that out, but I believe you can do all of those things.
Do you think it's a slippery slope?
So I used it a little bit for some of my posts on LinkedIn, and then and I didn't mind, and I actually get irritated. Here's a rant for me. Like, don't get off your high horse and go rah, rah, about not using it, because it's a new technology. Of course we're going to use it.
Mm.
I do get it, because now I can hear things that my husband listens to on YouTube or things that I read where I'm like, oh, they sound the same.
Mm.
And you do kind of go, oh, that just sounds the same. So I've gone back to writing my own LinkedIn posts because I thought it's not that much. I can manage that. But I do ask it for some ideas.
Mm.
So I suppose that has made things easier. And also like report writing, you can kind of put a whole lot of information in, and then it's very good at capturing everything and putting it into, and then obviously you make it yours. So that's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, it's not an easy thing for me to do those whole like reporting and all that. It takes me a long time. Yeah, I think, of course, your computer, but sometimes it can be a real pain in the butt not save you time. Any technology, you're a facilitator as well. You know, you step up and all the stuff's supposed to just make your life easier.
Yeah.
And then it can be an absolute nightmare to begin
with.
I
ran a workshop last week on strategic planning for community organisations. Yeah. And I had a PowerPoint, a slide deck. We don't call them PowerPoints anymore. I had the slide deck going. And I'd never used a remote before. That was my, because I'm a bit slow getting to that. Wow. I just never had.
Yes.
And so good. It was
amazing,
brilliant being able to be at the back of the room, because I prefer to facilitate from the back.
Okay.
And I'm talking while they're looking, and it meant I could do that, move backwards and forwards. I thought that was so good.
Yeah, that's
lovely.
And I'm
like, why is it taking me so long to use that thing?
Why has it?
I use a remote on everything else, but for some reason I just never used one for a slide deck.
I suppose you get used to presenting in a certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, once I got my little clicker.
The clicker,
I was, you just, when I don't have it, I actually miss it because you've got to go up and actually manually do the thing.
Yeah.
It's horrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got a touch screen laptop, but I don't tend to use the touch screen very much. Just don't tend to use it.
I had a Surface, and then when I stopped using it, I went back to my Apple, and then I was like, kept touching the. Not going to work.
Yeah.
So you get used to that. What else makes my life easier at home? Well, at work, I think those are the two main things. Gosh, what else? What have you got?
So if you think about the things that you have made your life easier, that you outsource.
Oh, yes.
So that's not gadgets. It's actually creating a job for someone else, right?
Oh, my VA. And big yay to Kirsty from Shine Bright. I'm going to give her a little bit of his time.
Yeah.
She is amazing. So I'm a people person and a facilitator and do all that, love doing, being in front of everything. But then I've got to go back and collate everything. Mm. And then it's like, I'd rather have my toenails pulled out one by one. It's really hard. I've done it for years. But when it came to actually getting someone a VA, which is amazing because they don't work for you. She has her own space. I don't even have to have a space for it. We meet once a month, but she's amazing just to be able to do all of those things. So in my Clifton Strengths, my discipline is number 34 since the last one, and discipline is her number one.
Right.
So, that makes it work really well because she loves creating. She takes chaos and then creates order.
Right.
And I create disorder and chaos. And that's what makes me so good at what I do because it's kicking up all the dust and lifting all those things. And then she's able to kind of put all together. Mm. And not only is it life-saving. Yeah, it is quite sometimes.
Yeah.
Time-saving. It also, when we worked out, once she'd been with me for a year, when we worked that out, she had doubled my income.
Wow.
Because it's that organizing that I'm not great at. So, and also when you're busy, you can have a whole day in a conference room. And so people get hold of you and they want to have a date and then you send them a date and that's not the right date.
Mm.
And there's so much to-ing and fro-ing. And if you let it slip, then that's the person gone. Mm. And so what she was doing is she was capturing them and sorting the dates and the meetings out.
Right.
So a lot more of the things that actually the conversations that started would actually carry on. And so, my income doubled when she came on board, which
was
amazing.
And you're giving someone else a job.
Yes, which is lovely.
Yeah.
So I think she already had someone, and then I was kind of her first consultant that she brought on board.
Oh, wow.
And, she's done amazing. Mm. And it's so lovely to have. So that's made my life so much easier.
So we talked about the to-do list, you know, last time or a couple of times ago.
Yeah.
So there's some of the things, and we've talked about what we said yes and no to.
Yes.
So some of the things that made my life easier was outsourcing some of those to-do list things.
Oh, okay.
So I have someone come and clean my windows twice a year.
Oh, yes, that's
and
good.
So I don't think about it in between because I know that they're going to get cleaned at the end of spring and at the end of autumn.
Yes.
So, yeah, end of autumn. Yeah. So kind of just before Christmas and then just after winter kind of thing. And it cost me about $160 or something. But I've got a two-storied house, so it's a lot of windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
inside
good.
And out, and he just arrives, does his thing and goes.
Amazing.
And I also have someone come and clean my oven.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so that's about $100, I think. Yeah. And she comes in. Speedy Sparkle.
Yeah,
she's
a
South African lady that's set up a business in Hamilton. Okay. And yeah, she's great. And she just comes in for $100, does the oven.
Nice.
And she's now doing showers. So she'll clean your shower for you and put that anti spot stuff on it. And she was telling me last time she was at my house, she started doing fridge and freezer cleans.
That is a good idea. Hey.
So, yeah.
When's the last time you cleaned your fridge?
Yeah. So she says she empties people's fridges out and freezers, cleans them out, puts everything back in.
Wow. That's amazing.
And it's taken off because it's something that's one of those things.
People don't have the time to do.
Yeah.
And you think, every now and then I think, oh my gosh, I must clean this stupid thing.
Yeah.
And then the weekend comes and goes there's been far too much self-care and not enough cleaning.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a very
good
idea.
So I thought that was really clever. And I really love this kind of entrepreneurial thing of people seeing these little niches.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I mean, you've got to have the means to be able to do that.
Yes.
But my kind of argument for that is, so if I have to work for 5 hours or 6 hours or whatever it works out to get that thing done, it would have taken me, you know, for the oven, so it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
It would take me 3 hours.
Exactly.
To clean the oven.
Yeah.
And I've got someone else to do it for
me. Yeah. And plus you are helping them because
they've got a business.
Got a business. So that's good.
So I really love that. Mm. And I had a young fella came in and did some pruning for me. So I might have talked about him before. So he's in his last year of high school.
Okay.
Set up this business to kind of start raising money for when he goes and studies.
Yes.
And he basically works in the school holidays.
Yeah.
So I only hear from him about every 3 to 6 months or whatever. So he came in, he gave me 3 hours, cut everything down, took everything away, and I think it cost me $200.
Yeah.
But it would have cost me that to hire the trailer and go to the dump shop.
Exactly. Well,
so to me, that was a really, made life easier for me, and I could just leave them to it.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of went, send him a photo with all the things on it. I want this.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it was done.
And we can do that with our cell phones.
Yeah, that's
you can actually do that. You couldn't before.
Yeah. So I really like that. I really like that I'm supporting someone else, and I really like that you can outsource the things that you're not good at.
Yeah. Gary's always been really good at that because he kind of goes, he thinks about how much he could make in an hour.
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah, that'll take me 2 hours. And then if I'm going to pay them and it's half of what I would have cost me to do it, I'd rather pay someone else to do it. And it is about helping someone build their business as well. So he likes that idea. Mm. Or that's his excuse anyway.
Well, and New Zealand is built on the back of all of those little things. And even those apps that I talked about, Grocer and Kaiwise and whatever ones, they're the same. So there's the young fella that created the recipe app. Is it called Resume? During the lockdown, you know, and it's like, how cool is that little business? And I've used that app. Actually, that's another one that I've had on my phone.
Okay.
And it's really great. So you just literally do a screenshot of the thing or put the link in for the YouTube video or whatever it is, and it does the recipe for you and puts it into a recipe book.
That's so good.
So you don't have to have any screenshots or anything.
Yes.
You just put the URL
in. That's brilliant. That's really good.
So they make life easy. Mm. And some of them you have to pay for. Of course, and some you don't. But I don't mind. Will you pay for an app?
If it makes my life easier, if it's worthwhile, and it does what it says it's going to do, sure.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't probably think I'd spend, I'm not keen on the ones that it's a monthly, you know, $10, $20 a month or something like that.
Yeah,
but I do quite like something. And it does feel like you're helping someone out, right, with that little bit of money.
Yes, absolutely. What else do you do that saves you time?
Well, if I think about time, I probably come back to my clutter-free house, to be honest.
Okay,
because with not having a lot of stuff, the house is easier to clean.
Yes.
So, I only have an upright vacuum cleaner. because I've got stairs.
Yeah.
So it's like a Hoover thing, you know.
Yes.
It's not a Dyson because they're too heavy, but it's you know, one of those types. Super easy.
Yeah.
Goes on the charger at the end.
Yeah, brilliant.
Saves time, whips around.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a very big dust thing on it.
Yes.
But because I do it often
you don't need to.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. So I think things like that whole thing around clutter-free or whatever you want to call it, that
minimal.
definitely saves
does make a difference.
Time.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of things like good shelving.
Yes.
So that you can put
stuff away.
And,
you know, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think so. I also, one of my other favourite apps, so I'm with Electric Kiwi.
Okay.
And you can watch your power every day. I think a lot of them do that.
Yes.
And I quite like that because I can look and go, oh, yeah, I probably had the heater on a bit long.
Yeah.
Because it's been horrific the last few.
last week
I was like, I don't care. But then you get the bill and you're like, I kind of
I do care.
Yeah, so I think those price compare things are quite good.
Yes.
I mean, I really would love to be someone that didn't have to worry about those things. That's my aspiration, but I'm never going to be.
Yeah,
so.
And those are really handy because you can actually keep an eye on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's a bad thing, especially in this environment at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey, what else saves you time and money?
So I think
it makes your life easier.
So one of the things that I did, which was saying no, but made life easier and saved me money, was putting a no circulars thing on the letterbox. So not so much now because you don't get them through the mail.
No.
But you know, 15 years ago where you got the warehouse flyer every time.
Yes.
If I'd see it, I'd think I'd want to buy something.
Exactly.
So not only did I have the recycling, but I also then would be off buying the things.
Yes.
So when things started going digital, I don't subscribe to those kind of newsletters. Because, you know, the minute you buy something from Trade Me, on Trade Me, you start getting all the things.
Yeah.
And Dick Smith, I've bought a couple of things from.
And then suddenly you
In fact, I must tell you about one of my saving money but amazing things. I bought this pillow that's like a massage pillow.
Oh, my goodness.
So it has these knob things in it, like hands, and you put it behind your neck or your back or whatever. $50, which is the price of half of one massage.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes.
But,
and no one's touching you.
No one's touching me. That's right. So I can do it myself. But Dick Smith, but then you're getting the things every day.
Yes.
It's like having the Temu app.
Yes.
You just can't
you can't help yourself.
But yeah, I think any of those things that save you money and time, love them.
Yes.
So many good apps.
Yes. No, they are.
But I think technology
has,
I don't know what would happen if we didn't have that technology.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because like that's what's changed life.
But I think also, I don't think we realise how much time we waste because of technology.
I know.
So if we did have a blackout, I wonder if we would start doing the things we used to do, like playing Patience with cars instead of doom scrolling.
Yeah,
and maybe talking to our families.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'd learn how to engage with our husbands again.
Yeah. Is that a good thing, though?
I don't know. Maybe
the
that'd
divorce,
be a lot
the divorce rate going
Like COVID times. They suddenly went, oh, damn it, I've got to talk to you now.
That said, a power cut is a real pain, isn't it,
when
you have one?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But I think once we got used to it, I wonder how much time we'd save. I mean, you know, just trying to get your password.
Yeah, I know.
That would save you so much time. We didn't even get into that.
Oh, wouldn't it just?
Anyway, good chat. Yeah. Learned some stuff as well, so I'm going to go and try them out.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle.
Here I am, stuck in the middle.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.